Freak Radio 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org. This is the Indie Newswire show, and don't ever say it's a boring town.
Well, I'm standing around in this foreign town, and I'm just trying to find something to think about. And though there ain't nothing left to say, I'm gonna say it anyway. There ain't nothing to do in this boring town. And so I went downtown to try and find something to eat. But everything they had, it cost me both my feet. And so then I went back home, and I'm sitting there all alone. But I drank me a big old bottle of whiskey.
You're tuned to Indie Newswire on Freak Radio 101 FM. We're here Mondays 3 to 5 p.m. And that was Shaky Bones with Boring Town, performed live in the studio right here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Speaking of Boring Town, a lot of folks got together this past Saturday night in an effort to create some sort of excitement and entertainment in this here Boring Town. There was a Reclaim the Streets party organized on Saturday night, and I don't know, maybe about 60, 75 folks turned out for that. It also happened to coincide with the Dyke March that was taking place Saturday evening in the downtown streets of Santa Cruz. And folks started gathering around 7 o'clock in Pearl Alley, down behind Pacific, on the back alley of Pacific Avenue, and were gathered there with a sound system, musical instruments, bicycles, free food, and just some good spirits as well. Folks met up and milled about for a little while, listened to a jug band, and then made their way through the streets of downtown around 8 p.m. towards going in the opposite direction of traffic down Pacific Avenue towards Laurel Street. And there was a minimal there was some people, bystanders, kind of curiosity people, people that were curious checking it out, but not too much police presence until folks got to the intersection of Laurel and Pacific and decided to take over there and sort of have a little street party right there in the intersection and delay traffic for quite a few minutes. Lots of people got a little upset in their cars, and there was a little bit of violence and some nasty words in that intersection. I don't have any audio from that portion of the evening, but I was at the rally and took part in the parade itself. In fact, in that intersection, I myself was assaulted by an angry driver. I noticed that he was trying to drive his large white pickup truck through the crowd of people to make his way through the intersection, and he was yelling and honking and trying to drive his way through, revving his engine, scaring people and threatening to run them down. And I noticed that a woman had taken her body and her bicycle and placed it in front of the car in a sort of defensive position and was holding him at bay from driving through and maybe possibly injuring somebody. And as soon as I saw this, I was in the intersection on a bicycle myself, and I made my way over to the vehicle. I stopped and was As soon as I stopped, the guy got out of the truck and basically just assaulted me, shoved me right down on the ground. I didn't even get a chance to say anything to him. He just, like, jumped out of his car, whoom, pushed me down. I hit the concrete, and there was a little bit of, you know, reaction from the people, and, you know, people approached him and got in his face, and he eventually got back in his car and did almost injure somebody driving through the intersection after a few moments, some tense moments there where it seemed like there might be a fight. At this point, the police started to show up, and about three squad cars made their way down Laurel towards the intersection, and the marchers who were reclaiming the streets decided to make their way back up Pacific Avenue and made their way through the alley by the Poet and made their way down Cedar Street for a little while, and then eventually turned back onto Pacific and hooked up with the Dyke March that was sort of just arriving, converging out in front of the Dakota Club. And the two groups marched together up towards the clock tower. And at this point, more police, another officer showed up, Sergeant Swanick of the Santa Cruz Police Department, came out with his SUV assault vehicle, flashing red and blues with camera rolling in the front passenger seat. And I guess the Dyke March had a permit for a rally up to 10 p.m., a permit that included amplified music, and with the mobile sound system that the Reclaim the Streets folks had, made for a great street party. So at the clock tower, people took over the park, and some people tried to take over the intersection, and we're going to hear a little bit of audio right now. We'll hear a brief interview with Ian, who was carting the sound system, and then you'll hear some dialogue with Sergeant Swanick and with Valerie Corral, as well as myself and Robert Norse, who were negotiating the terms of the permit. So let's hear some of that audio from Saturday, June 3rd in Santa Cruz at the Reclaim the Streets party.
And when, you know, we actually try and dance and have fun with it, you know, we meet repression. I mean, what does that say about the law enforcement in our community?
This has been your bike for the last... You've been taking this around for the last hour or two.
Yeah.
With the music playing at the volume it's been playing at.
Yeah.
Any hassles or complaints?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, you know, we're just out here having fun. People, you know, on the sidewalk seem to really enjoy, you know, us coming down the streets and stuff. So, I mean, I really doubt that there's a complaint. And if they did, I believe it's in the majority, or minority, rather. But, yeah.
What's your name?
Ian.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Have you ever had this thing... any hassles in other cities with this thing?
No, I've never been hassled for it. So, yeah, I've done it in San Francisco and up on campus. I've never been hassled for it. So.
Well, this is Santa Cruz. Things are different here, son.
Apparently.
Get your permit, okay?
Apparently.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What's the problem? Has there been a complaint?
Actually, the amplified music and the people lying the street pose a safety hazard to people. Especially at nighttime, with vehicles driving past, I don't want to see anybody hurt or run over.
So why are you making us take the music off?
Because there's no amplified permit unless somebody can show me an amplified permit for the music. Do you have one of those?
We have a permit until 10 o'clock.
Do you have that permit with you?
I do. Hold on just a second.
What's the repercussions for something like that?
People can get hit and killed.
I mean, other than that, in terms of criminal prosecution.
My main concern is people's safety. And so when people are acting like that, they're posing a risk to themselves.
Sergeant Swanick, what do the people say they ever do with demanding an amplified sound permit?
If they have a sound permit, then that's fine.
What if, say, one of these...
What does that have to do with safety one way or the other?
Well, there's two issues. There's a division there.
Right.
My main concern is with people posing a threat. Okay, do you have the actual permit? That's the application.
This is what they gave us. Well, let's see. This is what they gave us.
Could you have the full thing for that real quick?
I mean, we don't have to make noise if it's a problem. But
no, I'm just concerned they get a, you have a permit.
But we did $33.
Okay.
We got it actually last night. Yesterday morning.
Okay, 4 to 10, June 3rd, that's fine.
Until 10, we'll be cleaning up. We're actually
that's
cleaning
fine.
Up
now. Okay. Are you the event coordinator? Are you Val?
I'm Val.
Okay.
We weren't this noisy, but look at what
Okay, again, the conditions of the permit, the marchers must stay on the sidewalk right now. We don't have the marchers on the sidewalk. They're on the middle of the street.
We will get them on the sidewalk.
Basically, sidewalk's not blocked.
Oh, but you know,
do you have a monitor ensure the safety of the participants and the public?
Yes.
Is he doing his job out there right now?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. So we're in violation of that as well.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm always in violation of something around here.
Permitting must ensure that participants in the march do not interfere with vehicular traffic by intentionally. And that they're doing that right now.
I'll get them. We'll have a little dance over here.
Okay, unnecessary impediment of traffic is not allowed, and that is actually occurring right now. And I am videotaping this as well, okay?
Okay. Well, this is kind of two marches that have sort of run together.
I understand that, but basically you're failing to comply with the conditions of your permit.
Looks like it.
Okay. If you do not get the people out of the street within the next 5 minutes, I'm going to close down this event because you're not complying with the conditions.
Okay.
Do you agree with that? Can you get these people out of the street for me?
I think I can. I'm pretty good at organizing.
Good.
So give me, 5 minutes.
Fantastic. Here's your...
Indeed.
And that was a little bit of dialogue between Valerie Corral, who helped organize the Dyke March permit process, and Sergeant Swanick of Santa Cruz PD. Val tried to get a couple of the other people out of the streets and was somewhat successful. It took a few minutes. During that time, people were dancing around and holding up traffic. One person rubbed a burnt flag onto the hood of a car, and we have now at that point I noticed that a young woman was sitting in the intersection. She decided to do a sit down sort of protest to try to convince some of the Reclaim the Streets partygoers to continue to hold the intersection, and for a moment she was a lone woman sitting in the intersection and was approached by, I don't remember, one of the crowd control liaisons for the Dyke March. And just after she agreed to get up and go back into the park by the clock tower, I had a chance to speak to her briefly about what she was doing and why.
Hey, wait, can I ask you a question? What was that all about?
Well, she was explaining me that there's a Dyke March here as well, who joined up, and the Dyke March joined up with Reclaiming the Streets. And because they want to be able to do the Dyke March next year as well, they asked us to to stop this and have the party over there, which I think makes sense for the Dyke March, but for the Reclaiming the Streets, I think we should be here. I didn't know they teamed up, so that's why I'm going over there to dance now, but I think for Reclaiming the Streets, we should actually be here and stop the traffic altogether.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Belgium.
And why are you... Did you come here just for the march tonight, the Reclaim the Streets protest?
Well, no, I'm in Santa Cruz at the moment, and I heard about the Reclaim the Streets, and I think it makes a lot of sense. In a country that is, to my standards, so dominated by cars, and public space being so dominated by cars, I think it makes lots of sense to have more of Reclaiming the Streets.
How are these kind of protests or marches in your country, in Belgium?
I mean, it's all about taking back public space. The way that is public space is more and more commercialized, occupied by corporate interests. I think it's also about cars, and I think in the States it's even more about cars. But it's not only about cars, no. It's about the public space not being in the hands of the people. So.
All right, well, thanks. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, you as well.
And at that point, the Reclaim the Streets march made its way back down Pacific Avenue and around the downtown area a little bit before deciding to reclaim the intersection at Church and Pacific by the theater and by that Urban Snoutfitters place. And they brought out some couches. I sat down with a couple folks who were just chilling out on the couches and got their comments about why they were there and what Reclaim the Streets is.
So you guys are just chilling out here on Saturday night, right? Yeah. Tell me what this is all about.
We're just trying to take back the streets.
What's the purpose of this?
To show the city, that we're not going to take this shit anymore. We're going to stand up for our rights.
How do you feel about the reaction some of these drivers have? Violent, angry?
I don't think they've walked around the street enough. They're too constricted their bubbles and their universes inside cars.
And I did talk to a couple of people who were also forced to park their cars on Pacific Avenue for a few moments. Justin was one of those people parked on Pacific.
My name is Justin.
Justin, you're here parked on Pacific Avenue right now because of this Reclaim the Streets march.
Yeah, because you guys are reclaiming the streets because there's too many cars.
What do you think about this?
I think it's cool because we should only have bikes and flowers and trees and lawns on Pacific Avenue. It should be a park instead of people driving through.
Why are you driving through?
Because I can.
Is this inconveniencing you at all tonight?
No, not really. Because I don't have to work till Monday and it's Saturday night. Yeehaw, little squirrel.
Alright, thanks, man.
Not everybody who was inconvenienced by the march was as cordial as Justin.
Hey, get the fuck out of my way, motherfucker. Hey, get the fuck out of my fucking way. Hey, get the fuck off my fucking car. Hey, get the fuck off my car. Where's the fucking... Oh my god.
Whoa, easy there, pal. Easy. Strippers. Whoa, chill out. Don't run over these people, man. Don't run over. Just calm down. It's all good. Just take a deep breath. You'll get through in just a couple minutes.
Just a little taste of some of the extreme aggro people out on Pacific Avenue. There was a number of other insults hurled at the Reclaim the Streets march along the lines of get a job, fucking faggots, that kind of thing. And at one point, one person came up to the sound system and took the MP3 player that was broadcasting the wonderful music that we were listening to in our dance party on the corner of Church and Pacific. And that sparked a bit of a struggle to get it back. I don't have any audio from that. It was all kind of muffled. But eventually, after that happened, people decided that they had reclaimed that intersection for long enough and decided to make their way back around downtown towards Center Street. And this at that point, some car that was parked on Pacific Avenue for a while decided to follow behind the march and rev his engine really fast, and people tried to block his path. One man with a bike and a bike cart put his bike cart in front of the car, and it got destroyed. The car lunged forward. The man was still sort of on the bike, and the bike cart was underneath the vehicle. The guy decided to press down really fast on the gas pedal and floored it down Center Street in front of the fire department, causing sparks to shoot out everywhere. And the bike cart itself was dragged for two blocks. He made his way to Center and Walnut and turned right up to Walnut Avenue and drove really fast, showering sparks along the way, all the way up to Chestnut Street. And the bike cart was destroyed. Luckily, Joe, the man who was nearly killed, was all right, just made it out with some bumps and scrapes. Somebody at the fire department apparently called the police after witnessing after being a partial witness to what had just transpired. When the police showed up, they spoke with Joe, the victim of this hit-and-run accident, or hit-and-run intentional, attempted murder. So let's hear from Joe as he describes what happened to the officer, and then a short interview with him as well at Reclaim the Streets, June 3rd, 2006, in Santa Cruz.
And then he, like, smashed, he, like, pushed through the couch and the people, and then...
In the car?
Yeah, in the car. And then hit the bike, or hit the trailer, and the trailer got, like, yeah, I was riding the fucking bike.
And you had a trailer in the back of the
Yeah, bike. And then he hit the trailer, and I'm like, and then he, like, hits it harder and, like, gasses it. He gasses it and then knocks the bike over and drags me down the street, like, tangled up in the bike.
Yeah.
How far did they drag you? Nah, like, 10 feet.
But then did you get injured?
No, not really.
You scraped up at all or banged up?
I mean, I've gotten, more injuries in the shower. No, I just kind of like detangled from it. Because like I was like on the ground, like, with my legs and arms and stuff in it, And so I was just kind of like,
So drag 10 feet down.
Yeah.
I'm just a little blurry. Okay, but I just want to
one, though.
Nice. Sweet. Yeah.
Okay, and that was the license plate number, huh?
Yeah, we got the license plate number. Because he got stuck underneath, so we had to, like, stop for a second and stuff. And then, so I got up, and I'm like, license plate, and I got up, and I was, like, screaming out and stuff. Yeah. Because there was, like, a good 10 seconds where he was, like, stopped, like, down there a little bit.
All right, I'm going to go back to the house.
So let me ask you a few questions. Why are you out here at this Reclaim the Streets party?
Because it's fun.
That's it?
I mean, yeah, of course. Like, it's all about us having fun in the streets, I guess.
And just, I mean, how do you feel about what happened?
He's an asshole and he knows it. And he lost control of his temper. And, like, I didn't get hurt, but I totally could have. Like, he could have got, like, his rear wheel was right there, you know, and I could have got stuck under there and he could have fucked me up, but he didn't. He's just a dickhead. So. Yeah.
And so now the bike cart and the bike are pretty much destroyed.
Yeah, they're both gone. I have the wheel.
What do you think about
the tire in half?
Well, let me ask you a question just about in terms of cooperating with the police and trying to get their help and assistance. Do you have any faith in their investigation? Do you think they'll take this seriously?
I mean, talking with the cop, it sounded like he was going to take it seriously. I mean, the cops definitely serve a purpose, and oftentimes they get out of control and they do lots of crazy shit because they're people. But, I mean, when it comes right down to it, they're here to protect and serve. I don't know. I just think that, like, they're like everything else. There's a lot of good and a lot of bad. And I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, if he's able to identify the person who was driving.
I mean, look,
the car.
if he catches the guy and I get to press charges for, like, assault with a deadly weapon and stuff, that's awesome, you know? And if he says, like, if the cop is like, yeah, well, whatever, I'm not going to deal with this, then, like, I'm, you know, just as, like, then that's no difference than having no cops at all. And so, like, you know what I mean? So, who the fuck cares?
Any other comments?
No.
And that was Joe, victim of a hit-and-run assault with a vehicle, assault with a deadly weapon, at Reclaim the Streets in Santa Cruz the other night. Anyway, that's kind of what happened. Reclaim the Streets sort of dematerialized after that, after the incident with Joe getting basically assaulted with a vehicle. We're going to move on to some other things here on Free Radio 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org.